Houston, let's get in the loop.
Throws deep downfield, right side of the end zone, and it's intercepted. Andre Howell deep in the end zone with the pick, the third interception of the game for Houston.
Fred Davis, Landry Locker, and John Lopez.
As great as Andrew Luck is, he's a nerd, and he's a likable dude. I love Andrew
Luck.
I
like going to practice. I like playing football.
Dude, your Andrew Luck
really
is amazing.
It's good stuff.
But I'm pumped to see Baker Mayfield in person.
Me
as
too.
A pro quarterback.
I can't wait to watch. I wish we didn't have to play at the same time, so I could watch. I'm going to have it on my phone.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
He does a little slime season celebration.
Sports Radio 610.
Welcome in H-Town. What's happening? Thursday, December 6, 2018, in the year of our Lord. Glad to have you on board. Don't let the overcast, dreary weather fool you, boys and girls. We are one day closer to a football Friday. We are one day closer to your Houston Texans locking up with the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, trying to put this AFC South division away. And, of course, they can get some serious help tonight. Thursday night football tonight. Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. The season that could have been, gentlemen. The season that could have been. But before
the season that could have been, we are at number what?
We are at New Meadow 132.
OJ.
Okay, we can shout out OJ if you want to. If you want to support murderers, go ahead.
Shout down.
I don't support murderers.
Don't.
That's fine. You can go ahead. And we'll shout out number one. Let's go with...
Let's go with Carlos Correa.
Warren Moon.
Yeah, let's go with Carlos
Correa. Got to go with Carlos Correa.
We haven't heard.
We haven't heard from his girlfriend in a while. That's right. Sparkle Queen has been rather silent during the offseason. Not that
he's been playing a lot of video games. Lance McCullers was on with Mad Radio earlier today. You can hear the podcast at sportsradio610.com. Been playing a lot of video games, those two fellas.
Who, McCullers and Correa?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Lots. Lots of Fortnite. Apparently, Lance McCullers' Twitter is just all Fortnite stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And you know how I feel about grown men playing video games. Different strokes for different folks, or just whatever.
Here's
the deal.
Not
your cup of tea.
I don't have a problem with a guy if you come home, you knock out a game just to kind of kill some time or just kind of relax and energy, you know, just like I said, decompress from the day.
But to be an addict.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're neglecting your kids and your family or your social life because, you know, you're in your late 20s, early 30s, and all you do is play video games. Now, for a professional athlete, you know, I get it. But isn't McCullers married? Doesn't he have a wife?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All right. So,
it's
a good
life, I guess, if you can do it.
I'm sure she's attractive, you know. So you're a major league ball player. You're making good money. You're about to be out for the whole season, rehab for the next, umpteen squat months. Mm-hmm. You got a hot chick at the house, and your job is to play Fortnite. And you're a World Series winner on top of that. So
he's got it all.
Not a bad life. And he loves dogs. And he loves animals.
How can you not love Lance McCullers for that reason?
K's for canines.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. So there
Shout out to
have
Sully,
it.
By the way. I wonder if Sully's at the funeral today.
Who's Sully?
Sully is George H.W. Bush's dog that was pictured by the casket.
Yeah,
a few days ago.
Okay. I would imagine that he may be somewhere in the back.
Yeah. By the way, J.J. Watt was a minus 1500 favorite to show up at George 41's funeral, and he did.
Oh, that's a money bet right there.
Yeah, that's
question is, okay, so he's at the funeral right now. You got to wonder what
practice
other,
is what right now 10:30
somewhere in that ballpark.
So JJ's
right?
missing practice,
but he's getting. You know, I think they'll let it slide.
We're going to Philadelphia, and I said something in crosstalk that I some people took exception to, but I'm just asking, how great is Rocky? Like, if you had to rank the top sports movies of all time, where do y'all put Rocky?
It's the reason it
probably top 10. I mean,
easily top 10.
Oh yeah,
but it also was sort of just groundbreaking in terms of a boxing movie that was like real.
Do you think it travels well with time?
Yes,
oh, absolutely,
100%.
I mean, it's an underdog story.
Exactly.
I mean, it epitomizes what sports is. A guy that, regardless of his circumstance, makes it to the top.
It won Best Picture, didn't it?
Yes. Either that or Best Screenplay.
Best Picture. I'll look it up, but I think it won Best Picture. So, yeah, it's absolutely, easily top 10.
Okay. No question. I mean, you know, it's not going to, it doesn't have.
Yeah, Best Picture, Best Director.
Rocky, because Sylvester Stallone directed that movie, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. How about that?
Plus, it's just it was his baby. I mean, Rocky was a nobody also. Rocky was an underdog story.
You know nobody's talking
before
about?
Before he went and made that movie.
You know nobody's talking about?
What? What's nobody talking about?
Do we give enough credit to Sylvester Stallone?
No, we don't.
Yes, he gets credit.
Does he, though?
No, he's a superstar. He's a superstar.
But he's a terrible actor. That's why.
Is he, though?
But I don't think people give him enough credit.
I mean, he is what he... But I mean, what do you expect from Sylvester Stallone?
It's are you expecting like, out Robert De Niro type acting?
It's like Keanu Reeves. People say, well, he's not that good an actor. Dude's made a bill. I mean, he's made a couple bills.
No, he's... I mean, and that's what I'm saying. What do you expect? I mean, mm-hmm. for what he is, he's pretty dadgum. I'll tell you what, he was good in Copland. Sylvester Stallone was good in Copland.
I think Sylvester Stallone is so smart, he pulls off looking dumb.
That's it, too. He was good in that movie.
I mean, to be able to produce and direct the way he has.
He was good in Copland. He was good in Escape
Plan. Landry, do you like that line or do you hate that line? Because you're smiling.
Which one?
Sylvester Stallone is so smart, he pulls off looking dumb.
I get it. I've heard them say that about Jessica Simpson, too.
Yeah.
I've heard them say that about Jessica Simpson, who, by the way, is loaded because of her clothing line and stuff. So maybe he's just the male Jessica Simpson.
The all-timer is Goldie Hawn, who just played the ditzy blonde, laughing, and all those stupid movies. They said she was, like, not only, like, really smart, but, like, book smart. Really, really intelligent.
And still got it going on, too.
She does. So does her daughter.
In her own little way. If you're into that kind of flat chest type of thing. But, different strokes for different folks, man. Different strokes for different
folks.
And
have we really, we did it on the TV show when we taped it yesterday. We really done a little bit of a salute to 41. He was, I'm not going to say he was a friend, but he was a dude that I really, really liked and got to know, and I just appreciate him so much. I think we did it right after.
You talked about almost getting killed by the Secret Service on Monday.
Yeah, I did a salute to 41.
But the funeral's going on right now, and it really, there was lines of people, he was lying in repost overnight.
Yeah.
All night. Until they were running buses at 5:30 a.m. this morning.
I believe it.
Of just people, just Houstonians.
Well, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, the last few presidents we've had have kind of certainly cast a different light on our boy RGHW. So
did y'all see the Bob Dole scene? That got me. That got me very emotional.
Yeah.
Right
Bobby
there.
D.
Yeah, that was very much reminiscent of FDR after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, before my time, man.
Well, it was before my time.
Before all three of our time.
But he stood up out, after Pearl Harbor, you've seen the scene. He stood up out of his
wheelchair.
His wheelchair.
Yeah.
And said anything is possible.
Yeah.
That was pretty chilling. Because, obviously everybody thought we were going to lose the war because Pearl Harbor knocked out
FDR somebody. FDR said, not today, my friends. Yeah.
Anything
not today.
Is possible.
Yeah. Hiroshima, watch out. We got something for that ass.
Oh, God.
And we all know how that ended.
Yeah, we do.
We all know how that ended.
It wasn't our greatest moment, but it did win a war.
Tell you what, shut people up, didn't it?
That's right. It did win a war.
Drop the bomb on them, and here we go. Here we go. Haven't looked back since.
I don't know if we should ever celebrate that, but it is.
Yeah, it ended the war.
It did have the outcome.
I mean,
because
I didn't see them complain. I didn't see them apologizing after bombing Pearl Harbor.
You're right.
So
when you're right, you're right.
You know what?
Hey, I mean, it was nuclear, but all right. I mean,
somebody had to do it. Might as well be us. Somebody had to do it. Would you have felt the same way if they'd have nuked Hiroshima?
No. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying it might not have been the absolute proudest moment ever, but it is.
I like speaking English and being free.
Yeah, me
about
too.
You guys,
me
so,
too.
100, however many years later,
it's a good privilege.
Hey, I enjoy it.
So and, shout and you out know to 41.
We'll celebrate it more and more tomorrow. I mean, it's only right. Army Navy game tomorrow, sir, on Saturday.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to see everything that goes on.
The march in,
yeah.
Is the apex.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I still haven't checked in on the flight. I don't even know where the number is.
Called confirmation.
That's where they screw you. It's the confirmation. John pointed that out to me before the show. But here's the thing, you've already got your ticket. So I mean
I'll just go there and say hey.
You can do it during the break and then, just have them email you the boarding passes. In and out.
Yeah.
In and out. It's that simple, boys and girls. Yeah. It is that simple. Listen, we have got a fantastic show planned for you guys today. It's Thursday. The weather is, I'll tell you what, it's not sunny and bright outside, but that doesn't matter because it's Thursday, one day closer to the weekend, which means it's one day closer to football. and your Houston Texans getting back after it on Sunday. I've got a couple things I'm going to run by you guys. I'll tell you what, Justin Reed is being absolutely disrespected in the eyes of the National Football League. I'll tell you what I mean about that later on in the program. Drod Johnson can't make it with us today. He's in College Station. So we're going to do a I Think I Know I Fear later on in the program as well. And then my man from Amsterdam, the one, the only, the pride of the fo-fo, Henry Thomas, joins us in the 12 o'clock hour. Don't forget, we got Think Tank. I'm expecting you guys to bounce back in a big way. You guys were downright abysmal
it's
yesterday.
It's my fault, and there's actually a petition going around from Loopholes because they don't think that the, what do we call him, the Think Tank Redneck or whatever his name is, they don't think he should be allowed to start anymore, and I'm going to have to agree. I think he's feeling himself a little bit too much lately.
We tried telling him that. We tried telling him that.
But he's trying. He's trying. He's just not holding court as much as he thinks.
Okay, but here, and not,
wait. Less is more is all he needs to know.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of
you don't need a song every day.
Yeah, be versatile.
Or if you do, like it's
Gupta.
Just give me a
chorus. Gupta is the standard. Think Tank Dank is the standard. Less is more. Come
Splitty.
In.
Splitty.
Yep.
Pave text.
So, no, I mean, it's, you know, just I think the problem is yesterday, guys are trying too hard.
Yeah.
Guys are trying too hard.
And when you go first and try too hard, it just sets the whole
sets
wrong
a bad
tone.
Toner,
they were pressing.
To do a
it's like
bit.
They were down two games to none in an NBA Finals.
You know, you're
pressing.
Up there. Well, that, and, you know, you're coming up with trick plays that you don't normally run. I mean, listen, Philly worked because they'd only done it one time and no one ever seen it, okay? I don't need you trying it every single week because, you know, we don't need to jump the shark every single day, boys and girls. So, listen, that's your pep talk. I expect you guys to come back in a big way today, but that's because you guys are the absolute best at what you do, and that's listening to the best sports radio show in the history of just today. So, let's call it what it is, gentlemen and ladies and all the folks out there listening at home. So, come coming up next, I'm going to ask you guys this question. Don't forget, we got I Think I Know I Fear coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But that before we get into that, are the Texans, with four games left, now that they've won nine straight games, they're probably going to win a 10th, they're going to win at least 10 or 12 games. I think we all feel pretty safe about that. Are we past the point now with the Texans where is it Super Bowl or bust, or are they playing with house money, and no matter what happens from here on out, Texans fans are going to be okay? Have we legitimately said it's Super Bowl or bust now with this Houston Texans team, considering where they started and where they're at now? Plus, everybody keeps telling me T.Y. Hilton is the guy you got to watch out for. But is he really the most dangerous threat on this Colts team, not named Andrew Luck? I'll tell you why that's wrong. Don't go anywhere. Lots to get to. Glad to have you aboard. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.